The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, how's everybody out there today? This is Alan Ellis. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing, hunting, the great outdoors, crabs, crabbing, varmints, trapping, shooting, you name it. We do it. So that's what, we're the only show that does it. We're the only live talk show on the outdoors and have been for almost 27 years here in Maryland. Can you imagine that? Yeah. Yeah, almost. 1988. That's older than you, 5 years older than you. Yeah, see, I'm not surprised. But that's okay. But as Bill, we're going to go to Bill here in just a minute, has learned, and any of our callers have learned, if you'd like to talk to a 22-year-old young lady early in the morning on Saturday and get your weekend started right, all you got to do is call us here at 410-922-6680, and she has a very pleasing voice, and she'll answer your call. And look, keep it. Do what? Yeah, that's right. Bill in Pasadena, how are you? What's up? Hello, Bill.
Hey, Alan, how are you doing this morning? I guess you got a great show.
Well, thank you.
I'm just curious about your Maryland Loves crabs. Is that out yet? Or
no, coming out. Coming out, working on it. I said earlier in the first hour, my business, Ellis Outdoors, is in a state of transition right now, and it is. I'm not going to get into the details, but we've had some illness in the family, so to speak, and we are moving forward. It's just going to take a little time to transition to the new and get familiar with the new system. Let's put it that way. And we'll make that, you know, we'll make that announcement in the next issue of the quarterly, but yes. So Maryland Loves Crabs is on its way. We're working on it. We've got some of the articles already rolling. We've got some of the advertisers ready to go. It's just a matter of putting it together and getting it printed, getting it out on the street. But the creative part is where we're up against it. So we'll just leave it at that.
Well, that sounds great. You do a great job, and I know you're strong 10 ways to whatever, trying to get your
well, if you want to get something done, give it to a busy guy. If you want to get something done the shortest way and the easiest way possible, give it to a lazy guy.
Well, you do a great job. Thank you for being there.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Bill. See ya. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. By the way, I said earlier, I said in the first hour, just bring it up again because it is so important to those of you who hunt waterfowl. Do you know there are 52,000 people who buy a migratory bird stamp in Maryland who go dove and waterfowl hunting here in Maryland? Do you know that? And if you're one of them, the law that was passed this week, the law that was signed into law by the governor, and you can see him, see his picture and see all the happy people behind him. I smiled in a bunch of these pictures, and they chose the picture with me just kind of looking stern. But that's okay. Everybody else is smiling, almost everybody else. But there's a picture of, let's see who's there. It's Valerie Connerly and Colby Ferguson of Maryland Farm Bureau. There's Bill Miles, our advocate. There's Matt Defoe, the Farm Bureau. There's Delegate Jay Jacobs. There's Sean Mann. There's Attorney Stuart Barrell. There's me. There's Brent Miller from the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. There's John Astle, Senator John Astle from Anne Arundel County. Judy Barrell, Stewart's wife, and Herschel Claggett in the picture. We were all on hand for the bill signing. Of course, Mike Miller and Speaker Bush are there, and Governor Larry Hogan in the middle of all that signing our bill. So when I say signing our bill, the repeal to Maryland's strict liability doctrine was signed into law, and if you'd like any we're happy about that. If you'd like to read about it, you can, of course, go on to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, and you can take a look, and you can read all about it. We've got a lot of national press this week. We were on the Outdoor Wire on Thursday with our press release, which is a national press release distribution service. I mean, all the state departments of natural resources put their press releases up there. All the manufacturers put their press releases up there. It's widely read throughout the outdoor community. You can subscribe if you want. There's the Archery Wire. There's the Outdoor Wire. There's the Birding Wire if you're into birds. I think one of our listeners, Tom, is subscribes to the Birding Wire, and it's all Birding Wire, and it's all free subscription. You just go online and register, send your email address, and you get it every day or every week or whenever it comes out. The Outdoor Wire is out there 5 days a week, so national coverage is pretty good. Then we went on the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. Been on two of their newsletters this week, on their Twitter feed, on their Facebook page, and that type of thing, and that's also national distribution. So we're pretty tickled with that. And as you know, I was a guest on the Bass Pro Shop radio show back in April, talking about the coalition, talking about that, and sent the host of that show, Rob Keck, our press release and all the information as well. So it's... it was a big week for Maryland waterfowlers in Annapolis when the governor signed that strict liability repeal. So if you have any questions about that or what the coalition does, feel free to call. I mean, this is I'm also the voice of the coalition here on the radio. So if you're a hunter and you want more information, call, email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll go from there. But what I really like to do is talk to you about anything you want to talk about this morning. Folks, you are running the show this morning. The phone lines are wide open, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. And we'll answer any questions you might have. Play Stump the Host if you want. Ask something hard. Ask something difficult. And we'll see if we have the answer or can get it for you. All right. I left off talking about the Maryland Fishing Challenge the last hour. I kind of was reading this little sheet here and was talking about the new aspects of it this year. This is all brand new. Fish to Win, of course, the 67 species of fish is still there. The cash part is new. They are offering, you know, Diamond Jim is kind of retired, and so the $25,000 budget that Diamond Jim used to have on his back is now guaranteed in cash prizes, including $6,000 in each of the three regions across Maryland, non-title Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic. So that's $6,000 in each region. Somebody who catches a fish is going to be randomly selected to get $2,000 in cash. If you have a trophy fish, a angler award size fish, that's how that works. Now, if you want to be a master angler, that means you catch an award size fish in each region. Okay, so you catch a big trout, or you catch a bass, or a crappie, or something like that, and you get an angler award. Then you go on a tidal down the bay, and you catch a rockfish, or you catch a white perch, and you win a citation on that. Okay, you're two-thirds of the way there. Then when you go in the Atlantic Division, you get out on a headboat, and you catch a black sea bass or a tautog that qualifies, or, you know, maybe a flounder. And you can... If you are a master angler, that's one angler award in all three regions, you're automatically entered to win a $2,000 cash prize. Now, all the angler awards, all the people that have an angler award are called together, usually at Sandy Point Park at the grand finale event. And you show up there. There's going to be random cash drawings for $5,000 at the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale event. So you can get in, you know, the Atlantic Division. You can get in the title or Chesapeake Bay Division is what they're called, or the non-title Freshwater Division, and receive an angler award. There's an invasive species award that recognizes anglers for reporting their harvest of eligible invasive fish. They want you to kill the fish, report the harvest, blue cats, flathead cats, and snakeheads, and then you can you get invited to the finale for that, too. And then there's a youth component. Each year, a number of lucky youth anglers are invited to the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale, where they're awarded guided fishing trips. So there you go. Maryland Fishing Challenge, dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. Right? Yeah, good news, big news. So, awaiting your phone calls here at 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you on anything you'd like to talk about, we'll talk about. And, you know, that's what the show's all about. It's a talk show, right? Two-way talk, though. And not just you and me, Bethany. No, it's our listeners. So. Did I give the number? I did? Okay. All right. Well, we'll hang on there till somebody calls. I didn't hear from my buddy, old man John, this morning for some reason. How about that? Usually hear from him. Maybe he's on vacation, but that's all right. Folks, if you want to email me with any of your questions, I'll try to answer. I'll try to get back to you. I know I might have missed one or two along the way, and you just re-email me, remind me, hey, I wrote you a couple weeks ago or whatever, and I'll do my best to answer the question. So we'll do that. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. It's my last name, Ellis. And Ellis Outdoors is the website where you can find everything that we do. You can find the Maryland Hunting Coalition on that website. You can find Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine on that website. You can find Maryland Loves Crabs on that website. And you can hear the podcast of this radio show on that website. Let's talk to Ken in Woodbury. Hey, good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
I'm good. How are you?
Have a chance to see the fur fish the guy caught the other day?
No, what fur fish?
Well, it's a fur fish. It looks like a trout, but it has a white fur on it.
Oh, I saw one of those when I was a kid.
Yeah, there you go. They said it was cotton mold.
Uh-huh. Cotton mold.
Cotton mold. So that's what it is. But it does look pretty crazy. You see this fish with his long white fur. The guy's holding it in his hand. You got to go. I think it's a Bizarre website I saw it under.
Oh, I don't go to those websites.
Well, they just said it was cotton mold, so it does look
cotton mold. Yeah, well, let me tell you something. When I was a kid, I went to an outdoor show in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, and you'll never guess who I met there. I met Joe Brooks. Do you remember Joe Brooks?
Not really.
Your time. All right, I met Joe Brooks. Joe Brooks was doing a fly casting demonstration at that point. Joe Brooks was the precursor to Lefty Cray.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Lefty's in his 80s now. Joe was probably in his 60s, back in the 60s, maybe 50s. I don't know. But I met Joe Brooks. I got his autograph on a paper napkin, and my ex-wife still has that somewhere, maybe. But anyway, nope, I got no matches for a fur fish on Bing, so I don't know. Maybe we'll have to do Google or something. But anyway, there was a fish there on a plaque. There was a trout. It was mounted, and it had a white fur coat. And
it looked like long white fur, didn't it?
It did, long white fur, yeah.
But this sure looks like exactly the guy's holding it on the internet, I saw.
Yeah, well, it's not cotton mold. I think is it a mounted fish or is it a live fish?
It was a live fish.
Uh-huh.
They just caught it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, if it was on the internet, it had to be true.
No, I'm not saying that, but...
But this fish...
Said it was the DNR or whatever, so it was cotton bowl.
This fish was mounted on the wall, and somebody had taken a trout and left the head and the tail stick out, and they covered it with polar bear fur, which was readily available back then.
I don't think that was a...
Yeah, well,
I'm not falling for the jackalope trick either. I don't think.
Well, that's pretty much that, right along the same lines. Jackalope. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, I've actually been to Douglas, Wyoming, and seen that big giant jackalope up on the mountain. Have you ever been there or done that?
No, I've never been out west.
Oh, I'll tell you what, out there in Douglas, Wyoming, where the state fair is held, that's the jackalope capital of the world. And you drive into Douglas, you look up on the mountain, there's probably a 40-foot-tall jackalope. I don't know if it's a silhouette or exactly what it is. I don't remember right now. But it's up there on the mountainside, pretty predominant. You can see it. So.
Sounds like one of the places you get your friends drunk and thinking there.
Okay.
Say, look, you know, he's so drunk.
Yeah, they're real, right? Yeah, they are real. Convince them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can look under the Bizarre website. That's where I saw it.
All right, I'll check that out. I appreciate it, Ken. Thank you very much.
Hey, all right, bud.
Bye-bye. Do what now? I'm not going to the Bizarre website? No. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You know what? Clyde Sports Shop, they've been a good customer for a long, long time, a great sponsor. Clyde's was, most of our sponsors have been very responsible and very responsive to the Maryland Hunting Coalition because they understand they're on this show. They're reaching out to, you know, fishermen and hunters. They're on this show. They like to be able to provide their services to hunters and things like that because they know hunters and fishermen own like Battery Warehouse. I mean, you know, we have our vehicles, we have our toys, we have our trail cameras, and we have our trailers, and we have our boats and our campers and our ATVs and our RVs and all that stuff. So, you know, all of them take batteries. So that's why Battery Warehouse is with us here. Clyde Sports Shop, you know, they right down their alley. Line-X, most of the folks have pickup trucks and need floor mats and need, you know, bed liners and tonneau covers and things like that. And they're all very supportive of the Maryland Hunting Coalition because they know that I'm kind of a reputable guy, and they can trust me. But Clyde Sports Shop was very generous and donated a nice Remington youth model rifle in 243 with a scope on it. That'll be available at the Maryland Hunting Coalition event. Some lucky parent or some lucky youngster will take that home. And that leads me into the commercial that says they are your full-line Browning dealer, and they have firearms for every application. If you are a shooting sports aficionado and you like sporting clays, well, they've got the 725 Satori sporting clays over and under from Browning. If you're a trap shooter, they got the BT99 trap gun. So, you know, want to check out the full line of Browning firearms for hunting, like the A5, the Maxis, and the semi-automatic shotguns, the BPS pump shotgun, the X-Bolt high-powered rifles. They've got those at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. You can give them a call at 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Website, clydesports.com.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Line-X spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Line-X spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Line-X is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hear this week's top newsmakers and a panel of expert political analysis on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love.
You know, I do something, that's probably not very nice, but I get a kick out of it. And maybe you won't like me after you hear this, but it's fun to do anyway. When I pull up alongside of a car at an intersection or whatever, and the hip-hop is bouncing and, and it's blasting everybody out in the neighborhood, I either have Hank Jr., Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, or The Doors in the CD player. And we do dueling radios. Yeah. I've never been shot yet or shot at. I've never been threatened, rear-ended, short-stopped in front of me or anything like that. But I figure if you can infect the neighborhood with your type of music, I can infect the neighborhood with my type of music. Just kind of, it's kind of like karma. It evens out the planet, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, The Doors versus 50 Cent or whatever. The Not Doors, yeah, good. We got Howard on the line, which we're going to talk to next, and then Bill in Annapolis. Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Allen.
How are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good for old man.
I hear you. What's up?
I got a question. Up in Delaware River.
Yeah.
Delaware. Can you fish from the bank up there, or do you have to have a boat?
No, I think there's certain places you can fish from the bank. You'd really have to check it out, though. And I'm not familiar with the Delaware River at all. In Delaware, I'm more familiar with the pond fishing, of course, Delaware Bay, the Nanticoke River, and some of those areas where, you can fish from the bank.
Okay, were the sports stores up that way?
Yeah, there's a couple up there. I don't have any names for you right off the tip of my tongue, but there's a number of places not just right across the line, there's a big box over there, right at Christiana, if you want to stop there. So,
what kind of fish would that river have in it? Just about everything?
Delaware River, yeah, probably everything. It's kind of like the Susquehanna.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, they get the shad run. They got catfish. They got bass. They got pretty much everything in there. Yeah, but why would you go to the Delaware River when you got the Susquehanna right here in your back door?
I have to go with my cousin's statement because I'm visually impaired.
Oh, I see. I got you.
If it wasn't for that, I'd be at Cornell.
Uh-huh. I hear you. All right. Well, that sounds good.
So what about the Trophy Rocks? How are they doing this year?
Well, they did well on the Trophy Rock. I mean, we had some bad weather here first part of the season, but I think we recovered pretty well and caught a lot of fish. There's been a lot of fish, 40-inch fish registered in on the Maryland Fishing Challenge. So, with a computer breakdown today, this morning on my printer, I wasn't able to print out what I needed to print out, but we'll catch up to date one of these days on that. But they've been getting a lot of rockfish in. So,
okay, I got one question.
I'll try.
Contain two shotguns.
Say it again.
To a shotgun.
Okay, go ahead.
You can find a telescope with slides back and forth, right?
A telescope.
Why can't we make a shotgun barrel when you get done using it at the end of the day, where you can slide the barrel back into the stock when you get ready to use it? you slide the burl back out.
Well, they could probably come up with that. I don't know that there's much of a demand.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
Here's the situation. You've got a break action double barrel over and under or side by side. So you've got a butt stock and a four stock. Okay. You've got a semi-automatic, and you've got a pump as far as shotguns are concerned. Okay.
Right.
Both of them have butt stocks and forearms. Then the receiver in between. There's not a full stock like there is on a rifle, on any shotgun. So I don't know how you would take and slide something into a stock when you have both a fore-end and a butt stock. You'd have to have a solid stock, and there's only a couple of slug guns that have that full stock.
Okay, I was just thinking about it.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Just come up with it, and I'll help you sell it.
Yeah, I bet you would.
You got it, buddy.
what can you get snapping turtle at? What can you get turtle meat at?
I'm not sure where it's available, if it's available.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll have to check into that one.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, buddy, thank you. See ya.
All right.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Bill in Annapolis. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine, Alan. You probably answered this question before, but my father and I used to go hunting for pheasant and quail up in Carolyn.
Yep.
County, and there used to be a lot of quail in Anne Arundel.
Yep.
My parents live up in the Hanover, and I used to ride up there and see pheasants all the time.
Yep.
What in the world has happened to all these birds?
A couple of things.
And I'm going to hang up while I listen to your answer.
All right. What's happening? Yep. What's happened to the squirrel and quail and pheasant? Well,
all right.
pretty interesting. Phenomenon. That used to be a huge part of our hunting world was a small game. A couple of things. Clean farming practices, number one, where instead of leaving hedgerows and places for those birds to hide, they farm right to the edge of the fence. That's one. Number two, increase in predators, birds of prey, increase in varmints like foxes, red fox, gray fox, coyotes. Lack of interest as the population started to decline. People became less and less interested in that resource. The pheasant, of course, isn't native to this country. There was some natural reproduction, but in Maryland and Pennsylvania, there were stocking programs. Funding dried up for those. Now, Pennsylvania still stocks some pheasants, but not like it used to, because they don't have the habitat and they won't survive. So predators, clean farming, pesticides, competition for, for space. Like, one of the fellows that we had call here a while back said that when the turkeys moved in, the pheasant and quail moved out. Well, the quail moved out. So I don't know if the turkeys will actually eat the quail eggs or not. They might. But there's a whole lot of things that have led to the decline of both of those game bird populations over decades, not just in a couple of years. So that would be it. So you keep telling me to break. I have to break. I'm not allowed to talk to Stan. Can I talk to Stan? Okay, and then I'll break. Hey, Stan, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Allen. Good morning, sir. I was going to be quiet, just listen to the show until you hit a nerve.
Well, I hit a nerve. What nerve?
Oh, I love it once you pull up alongside somebody and they've got that, whatever they listen to.
Yeah, whatever that is, yeah. It's not polite. It's not music you play in polite company, I can tell you that.
It's not music.
It's, exactly, got it.
And they said our generation was going to play the same thing, the rock and roll we listen to. But now that I'm a little bit older, that stuff is garbage, but I keep the Jimi Hendrix with me.
Yeah, buddy. He's good.
Star Spangled Banner.
Yep.
It's loud.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Rock, and it's patriotic.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Keep on doing it. I do it all the time. I don't really think they know what I'm doing. I don't even think they can hear it.
No, they probably not. Probably
if their
not.
License plate gets ready to fall and their hubcaps.
Easy, 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 Stan. Take it easy.
Oh,
take
Lord,
it
Lord,
easy,
Lord.
Brother. Take it easy.
Well, I
listen,
to do, so
listen. I do that. and I have fun doing it. And I usually keep a little L.A. woman there or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, there's a couple of tunes I've got.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So.
All right, Mr. Allen,
see you, buddy.
I'm going back to the wheel.
Goodbye.
I'll be listening.
Drive safely.
Thank you, man.
All right, keep the rubber down. How do they say it? Keep the rubber down and the shiny side up or something like that? How did we used to say that back in the day? Oh, he left. Okay. Do what? The greasy side down and the shiny side up. Oh, there's an old CB-er right there what did Wilson used to call that? The audio radiance. Yeah, Brian Wilson used to call our listeners the audio radiance. Well, I guess I have to do a commercial here or two, so let me tell the folks about a couple of our places, which are actually pretty close together. Yeah, if you like gardening, I'd like to recommend Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. You can get annuals by the pack or the flat, perennials by the pot. There's bedding plants and planters and hanging baskets, pansies, impatiens, and petunias. And they have petunias, impatiens, and pansies as well. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too. All the veggies, that's right. Ready to plant in your home garden. Tomatoes, good tomatoes, too. Squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe. 10 variety of hot peppers, and even herbs. That's right. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses and make your selection, or stop in the parking lot, walk down and check out those farm wagons just covered with beautiful plants. 410-969-5909. 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden, for your church. That number again, 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every single day. Papa John's Farm, it'll grow on you. Now, right up the road, Dorsey Road, also right off 97 is the easiest way to get there. 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, right beside Jim Donny RV, is NBS Seafood. That stands for No Bull Stuff. Stocked with live wild-caught Louisiana crawfish, big ones too, andouille sausage, gator tail meat, along with live Louisiana crabs. And a few Maryland crabs are available now too, mostly seaside, but they're coming. They're slowly coming. NBS Seafood carries fresh wild-caught wild-caught white perch, and they're available right there on ice, ready to go. Just pull in, say, need me some white perch, I need to make a sandwich, and there you go. Jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, variety of other seafood items. They even have the spice to make your seafood taste great. And by the way, on those white perch, I know the waterman that catches them. Personally, friend, I consider him a friend, so... You know, you, rest assured, if you buy white perch at NBS Seafood, you're getting the right stuff. Stop by and see NBS Seafood. The number is 410-271-3202. Write it down. 271-3202. The new hours of operation are Thursday, Friday, Mondays from 2 to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, today, and tomorrow, noon to 5. NBS accepts Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and even cash. Any questions? 410-271-3202 for NBS. No bull stuff. Seafood. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, for great fish and tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Sean Casey, Frank Luber.
Hi, this is Tom Watt.
Rush Limbaugh.
The Sean Hannity Show.
The Mark Levin Show.
The Savage Nation is on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
How high's the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. Well, we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all of wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama?
I'll let it get to 3 feet at least.
3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising.
All right, that's how high we're going to let it get. I think it gets to 5 feet, and then they have to abandon ship or get out of the farmhouse or whatever, yeah. Yeah, all right, anyway. Johnny Cash. Hey, Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing great, buddy. What's going on?
Well, congratulations on all the work you do for the outdoorsman.
Yeah, it's not about me. It's about the resource. It's about what we do. It's about our lifestyle. It's about our privileges that we have, and we want to preserve them, protect them, and advance them. But
that's
in
wonderful.
Annapolis, where there's an urban mindset, that's where the rules are made, and that's where the laws are passed. And we got to get that message out to the hunters in Maryland that you guys can hunt out there on private public land and out in the woods and out on the waters and all that stuff. But every decision that's made that affects you is done right there in that couple square block area in Annapolis. That's where DNR is. That's where State House is. And that's where we hunt and fish.
And that's wonderful, and I just want to give kudos to all your great sponsors, and of course your engineers, Brian and Bethany.
Absolutely.
They make sure this radio show's been on since 1988.
Oh my gosh, you're right about that. It's been a long time. So
it has.
Good run. I'm going to keep on as long as we can do it.
Well, you said you want to stump somebody.
Yeah,
well,
go ahead.
Of course, this is your birthday coming up, so we have to wish you a happy one, right?
Oh.
All right, well, here we go.
It's just an anniversary.
Oh, okay.
It's an anniversary.
Many, many more. What kind of fish works in the operating room? What kind of fish works in the operating room? Bethany? Alan?
The first one that comes to mind would be a sturgeon.
You got it! I can't. This time I didn't stump you.
That's darn it.
Well, at least officiate. Remember, my uncle died.
Yeah.
From officiate.
Yeah, use
right?
the word officiate in a sentence.
Yes,
all right.
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan, we got to take a call.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Hey, Gene, how are you?
Alan, good morning.
Morning.
Enjoy your show.
Thank
got a
you.
Question. You were down in Annapolis the other day.
I was.
Governor Hogan signed another bill regarding state police.
Yep, the shell casing bill.
Yes, could you explain that to me?
Explain what it did?
What it did and when it's going to take effect.
I don't know when it's going to take effect, but I can tell you what it did. Years ago, back around 2000, 2001, somewhere in there, I was working in a gun shop, and a bill was passed that required every gun manufacturer that shipped a gun into Maryland to either have a fired shell casing with the in the package with the gun that they fired at the factory, or have a state police officer, and they had a whole program lined out where you would have to take firearms that were brought into a dealer, and before you could deliver it to the customer, you had to fire one shell through the chamber, and it was collected by a state police officer. It was, you know, they took it to a range, they fired the shell, they collected the shell, and they put it in a bag, and then that went into some evidence file somewhere. And the proposal was that they would use ballistic fingerprinting on the shell casing in case that firearm was ever used in the commission of a crime. They could go on their vast database of all the shell casings in Maryland and go through the computers and find a match to that firing pin and that shell casing and be able to track down a criminal who did that. Well, in, what is this, 15 years now, they've solved, I believe they solved one case with all the myriad of thousands and thousands of fired shell casings. And those shell casings, they quickly abandoned that system. They did not have enough personnel to continue to analyze each of those shell casings and create the database. So they just kept collecting them, and it's like the fishing rods and that type of thing. They all went in the closet. Well, the rumor was, and I don't know if this is true, but all these shell casings were just stashed in 55-gallon drums, somewhere in state police headquarters back in the closet somewhere, and none of them were ever used in a collection of a crime. So that was the reason for the repeal of the program. That now you've taken the burden off the manufacturers, you've taken the burden off of the dealers. Of course, initially, those guns were coming in without a fired shell casing. So for a period of time, the state police had to go and collect these shell casings. And I will tell you this: I was with a police officer, state police officer, retired, on the very first shell casing that was ever fired to be collected into evidence. We fired that gun. It was a gun that was sold at Outdoor Sportsman in Essex. If I remember right, it was a 9mm something. And the state police officer, I cannot recall his name, but we sat over there at Timonium at Continental Arms. And we had, I think, three firearms that day, and he fired each one of those shells, had a little net bag on the side of the gun, collected the casing, put it in the envelope, put it in his bag, and away he went. And that was the very first shell casing that was ever fired to be ballistically fingerprinted here in Maryland. And now that program, 15 years later, has been abandoned, thank God, because it was totally unwieldy and a total failure.
Yes. And also, if the manufacturer shipped a new firearm,
yes,
to a customer,
yes,
and they did not have that shell casing, it was up to the dealer to take care of that?
That's correct. Initially it was.
Uh-huh.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thanks so much. It's good news, and I really enjoy your show, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Sorry for that long explanation. So, wow. How you doing over there? Do we need a break? 1 minute break, that's all I need? You have 1 minute worth of commercial. 1 minute till break. All right. Hey, but now it's 40 seconds, so I have time to say adios to Jordan, right? Yes.
Well, we have one more riddle. Let's see if we could guess
this. All right, one more. Go right ahead.
All right. Why are fish so smart?
Why are you asking me? Well,
you said stump you, yes.
I didn't say stump me, didn't I?
Yes.
Why are fish so smart? Let's see.
We could go over the break on that.
I don't know. We'll be all right. Let's see. Why are fish so smart? I got it.
Why?
Because they're always in schools.
You're two for two.
Well, hey, look, I might be old, but I'm not stupid.
I know that.
Yep, the old brain cells are still working, still firing.
I know that. Then right. You take care of. Pleasure
all right,
again.
All right, Jordan, thanks
bye
for coming
bye.
In today. I appreciate the birthday wishes
okay,
here. I've got some kind of a muffin there with a candle in it that we're not going to light, and you're not going to sing, are you?
No, we're not going to sing.
And a sandwich.
And a sandwich.
All right, and some hash brown. Man, I'm being treated like royalty. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you coming in. All right, Jordan. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
See ya. There he goes. Always nice to see you, Jordan. How do I top Jordan? How do I top that? You know, I can't. All right. The Maryland Fishing Challenge. Yeah. There are three divisions in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. There's a freshwater division, which is non-title, of course. Then there's a title division, Chesapeake Bay Division. And then there's an Atlantic Coast Division. And in those three divisions, there are over 67 species of fish across Maryland, all the way from Garrett County to Ocean City, that couldn't qualify for an angler award. Once you qualify for the angler award, what that means is you catch a fish of a notable size, and it's all laid out in the rules, what size of fish for each species, you know, you can catch and keep, or catch and release and still win the angler award. Once you win the angler award, then you get a ticket to participate in the grand finale, which is usually right around Labor Day weekend. So what is new this year? Not other than the boat, motor, and trailer and the fishing, you know, from Tracker Marine and Bass Pro Shop and the tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and from Bill's Outdoor Center and the fishing vacation from World Fishing Network and the Costa Gear and all the other stuff. What is new and different and exciting this year is that there's $25,000 up for grabs in this contest, guaranteed in cash prizes, $6,000 in each of the three regions. So there's three regions. That's 18 grand right there. That's right, $6,000. Somebody's going to win $2,000 just for catching a fish, a freshwater fish, Chesapeake Bay region fish, tidal fish, and a Atlantic species fish. So it's very important that you, you know, measure your catch. Make sure if you get your deserving angler award, you get one. So that's $6,000 each in each of the three regions. That's three $2,000 prizes. Then master anglers, if you catch one fish in each of the regions, one angler award fish in each of the regions, one freshwater, one tidal, one Atlantic, you can qualify to be in a drawing for $2,000 in cash. And then if you show up at the grand finale, you could win another, well, you know, they're giving away $5,000, and we're not sure how they're doing it, but they're going to give all $5,000 away. So there you go. And don't forget the invasive species. They're in there, too. For all the rules, go to dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries, and you can enter the Maryland Fishing Challenge if you're lucky. So go fish. All right. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Oh, it's me. 2307. Well, you didn't like that little moment of silence, right? Producers get, you know, it drives them crazy when you just don't come back at the exact amount of time. There's a second break of dead air there. They get all excited. I love it. Anyway, what else can I say about Clyde Sports Shop? If you need any gunsmithing done, now's the time. Don't wait till hunt season to show up with your gun a week before the season and say, can you fix this? The answer is you've known you've had a problem since the past hunting season. You're just too lazy to take it in there. Well, get off your butt and take your gun in and get whatever's wrong with it fixed, because they got a whole stack of guns in there to be fixed, and yours is in the mix, so you're in line. And, you know, don't be like that old sign that used to be in the gunsmith shop. You know, if I wanted it fixed yesterday, I'd have brought it in yesterday. That doesn't happen. Take it in there now. Get your gun cleaned up. Get any parts replaced that need to be replaced. If you got a like a 1187 or 1100, and you need to get that O-ring replaced, now's the time to do it. If you got a scope that's loose, now's the time to get it fixed. If you want to buy a gun and put a scope on it, again, get it done at Clyde Sports Shop. Same way with your fishing rods and reels. Don't wait till it's fishing season, then go in and say, oh, I need to get that guide repaired, or I need to get that tip on that rod, or I need to get my reel repaired. Well, get her in there. Get her done. It's going to take a while. Yeah, you're not first in line. You might be a good customer, but you're in the mix with everybody else. Got it? I'm not being smart about that. It's just the way it is. It's like, you know, going to the doctor or the dentist. You sit in the waiting room till it's your turn, right? Or the MVA. That's even better. All right, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Everything you need for hunting and fishing. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Your favorite talk radio station is now on your iPhone. Go to the App Store and download the new WCBM app. Listen to your favorite host or program. Stimulating talk, breaking news, now on your iPhone.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learn more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day.
All right, let's talk to Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Alan, how you doing this morning?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Well, let me bring you a little bit of maybe personal satisfaction from those guys that play those radios real loud like you were saying.
Yeah.
In all probability, the good side is they're probably damaging their own hearing. And they'll probably all be deaf in about 5 years.
Oh, man. All right. Okay. I got it. Good point, Mike. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See, there he goes. Dan, we were going to you. I don't know what happened there, buddy. What was his question? Something about a scope on a rifle? What do you want to know? You didn't interview him? Well, what do you want to know? No, it's not your fault. Of course not. No. Hey, look. We'll get you in if we can. That's the deal. You know, you get a little close to the end of the show and you want to go into a dissertation for 15 minutes. I can't do it. But, you know. So we're out of time now. Maybe. Almost. What do we got? Anybody think this is the flea market? This is not the flea market. We talk about fleas every now and then, but more likely we'll talk about ticks and mosquitoes and spiders and that kind of stuff. I don't like any of them. I'm not a bug person. I really, really, really hate spiders. I really do. Spiders are in danger around me from, you know, I just don't dig them. I don't care much for mosquitoes. I really hate ticks. But that may be an aspect of my personality that you may be able to take advantage of.